The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Happy Monday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of The News Show. It is the 28th of October, 2019. We've got the best technology news that happened over the weekend, and we got it for you, as always, in about 5 minutes. Okay, iPhone 5 users out there, yes, I know there's still a few of you, hanging on to dear life for that phone, aren't you? Well, Apple's sending you a warning now. They're sending full screen alerts for iPhone 5 users, saying they'll lose their key online features. This includes email, web browsing, the App Store, and even iCloud. That is, if they don't update right now to iOS 10.3.4. And you gotta be doing this pretty soon, because November 3rd from onwards, you won't be able to use this phone at all. Apparently, because of the GPS time rollover issue, it apparently will throw off features that require the correct time and date. Now, of course, other than the iPhone 5, the fourth generation iPad, it's also affected. But according to Apple, it's only expected to lose the GPS functionality. Everything else should be just fine. So if you're one of the 9% out there that's still in love with your iPhone 5, get it updated while you can. 2019, the year of the earbuds. Even though we're not going to see these till 2020 for Microsoft. Yeah, we know about the Surface earbuds. They were unveiled a few weeks ago. But it looks like we're seeing the reason why they weren't unveiled in all their glory and available for ordering. Yeah, they're still doing some adjustments. Yes, it seems that Microsoft has now got a patent and revision to the design of its earbuds, and it's pretty innovative. How innovative? Well, an adjustable feature that will pretty much fit any human's ear. You'll actually be able to adjust just how tightly the earbuds actually fit on the fly. Users will simply just twist the earbud with respect to the body of the headset to expand or shrink the earpiece, something Microsoft is calling the AIEMs, or adjustable in-ear monitors. Now, by all accounts, we don't really know if this design is actually going to be featured in the new earbuds that come out next year for about $250. They could be in a different one, a revision one coming later in the year. You know how these companies are. But by all accounts, it looks like Microsoft is trying to change the earbuds game. That is, if you're into comfort and fit, at least over sound. So far from what we heard, Apple's AirPods, yep, they're still the king out there. And finally, I'm sure we're all familiar with Uber Eats. Well, how about Uber Cooks? Now, it's not really a thing, but it might as well be. That is, if you're living in San Francisco. Yes, Uber started a little experiment. Uber has sent out an email to San Francisco-based Uber Eaters, saying they could book Uber Moments for like a cooking class. Oh, yay. Apparently, the Moments exist right in the option within the Eats app, and it focuses on dining and cooking experiences. So what's going to be offered? Yeah, I know, you're just tingling with anticipation, aren't you? Well, if you got $75 to blow, you could make some Chinese dumplings. Or if that's a little too much for your wallet, how about $55 to make a 5-course Nigerian dinner? No word yet if that's actually for a Nigerian prince, and you'll get a super fortune afterwards after serving your meal. What we do know is if the Moments make it through its testing phase on the Uber Eats app, we might actually see it alongside Uber's other services. If you happen to have a story and no one else is listening, well, we will. Send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Get on over to our website at britishtechnetwork.com. You can find our podcast, get subscribed to them over there, and so much more. Check us out on Facebook, too, at British Tech Network. Give us a follow on Twitter at British Tech. And please come join us in our BTN community at our Slack room by going to britishtech.slack.com. The News Show will be back at your way tomorrow. Yep, your Tuesday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that's going to happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a great Monday, and thank you so much for listening.